1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Before we get to our special guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, I just wanted to share with you my thoughts. You know, the media is used to not to inform us, but to direct our emotions, direct our response, and they have articles constantly planted there for a purpose. For instance, you remember after the elections in the year 2000, all we heard about for weeks and months was the hanging chads. Oh, the hanging chads on the ballots in Florida. We had to do something about that. Well, that was to get us to use the electronic voting machines, so which can be hacked and manipulated, so they can steal elections. That's what it's all about. And in one area in Ohio where they had, I think 800 people registered in a precinct and 1,200 votes for George Bush. Why? The explanation was, well, certainly, there were more votes than there were people in the precinct, but that was because the machine had a hiccup and everybody nodded. Well, recently, we're hearing now suddenly about the price of food going up. Well, we've been telling you that for a long time. They've been lying to us about inflation. But yesterday, program after program, the price of food is going up. Well, anybody with two eyes and a head knows the price of food is going up. And you better realize, of course, that you believe your lying eyes enough what the government tells you. Inflation is rampant, running over 10% in this country, well on its way to 15 or 16%, and with the destruction of the value of our currency. And then, of course, information coming out yesterday, the United Nations is talking about food rationing throughout the world because of the shortages that are looming, and we really have, I think, only 50 days' supply of wheat for the entire world at the present time. And we're talking about all throughout the world looming shortages. What is this all about? Well, you go back and read Revelation 6, and you'll get some idea, because, of course, we have an advantage. We've got the script. We know what lies ahead. Well, with that as a background for this morning, another issue where the media is lying to us, of course, is on global warming. Global warming is taking place, but it's not taking place having anything to do with man's activities. And, of course, we know why the polar ice caps are melting on Mars. The polar ice caps are melting on Mars because of global warming on Mars due to activity of the sun and certain solar things, activity that is influencing this. But, of course, the whole scam of global warming that they're trying to sell the American people is to get us to sign the Kyoto Protocol, which will mean the end of industrialized America, because, of course, we're going to have to cut back massively on our energy consumption. It will mean we'll have to give up most of our manufacturing, because we have not been allowed to build nuclear power plants. We finance them throughout the world. We finance them in Europe. We finance them in China. But we can't have nuclear power here in the United States. And yet, of course, and the reason we can't is we don't know what to do with the spent fuel. We spent billions of dollars building tunnels in Nevada for put the spent fuel in, but the judge held we couldn't use them because we didn't know what was going to happen 100,000 years from now, or maybe it was 50,000 years from now. Who knows? I mean, it's all a scam. Everybody else in the world recycles their fuel. We're not allowed to recycle our fuel. This is an attack on America, one of the greatest frauds of all time, and Dr. Michael Kaufman is with us this morning. He's done some wonderful work. He's put out a wonderful DVD, which we carry, which you must get, on global warming. So you'll realize that the entire media is lying to you. How can they do that? Because they're all under the same control, the control of the people who want to destroy the industrial foundation of this nation. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Stan. Glad to be back with you.
You pick up the story, and I'll be quiet.
Well, it's one of those things where you're absolutely correct. The global warming scandal is an absolute and bona fide fraud. There is just no way other way you can describe it. I first got involved in this, leading a multi-million dollar research effort in the 1980s and 1990s on global warming and acid rain. And it was in that process when I was talking to different climatologists and experts in this particular area, and I began to realize there really wasn't any substantive basis to this concept called man-caused global warming. The scientific term is anthropogenic global warming. We'll call it man-caused. And eventually, in the early 1990s, I finally had to leave my job and just start to try to help people understand that a lot of these environmental holocausts that are being proclaimed by the United Nations and our federal government are just not true. They don't have any substance to them whatsoever. And global warming is certainly one of those. If you haven't heard me before, you're probably going to be shocked at what I'm going to say. But I'm saying it with all my heart. There is no scientific evidence that man is causing global warming. None whatsoever. Now, there are some indirect correlations and so forth that you've heard in Al Gore's movie, Inconvenient Truth, but there is no direct scientific evidence whatsoever. And there is a lot of direct scientific evidence that demands that it's not man-caused, that it has to be caused by something else. And ironically, that something else is the sun. Not surprisingly, but probably not in the way that you might think, because the actual energy being emitted by the sun, the total energy, isn't sufficient to cause the warming. And if you ever hear any discussion by the sun and the man-caused theorists, the alarmists will tell you, well, there isn't enough energy variation in the sun to cause this, and they're mostly correct. That's not quite true, but mostly correct. There isn't enough energy in the sun. What it has to do with the dynamics between solar winds that are emitted by the sun and cosmic radiation, which comes in from deep space, from exploding supernovae thousands of light years away. When that cosmic radiation finally reaches the Earth after thousands of years, what it does is it acts like what we call hygroscopic nuclei. Don't remember that name, but it's these little water droplets that form out of the vapor of the air, water vapor of the air. they actually create cloud formation. And it's at the lower elevations. And if you've ever ridden in an airplane over a cloud bank, you can see how bright those clouds are on the top, when underneath, of course, they're nothing but solid gray. But on top, they're very bright. Why? Because they're reflecting the sun. They're reflecting the sun's energy back out into space. Well, obviously, if it's reflecting the energy back out into space, that energy is not reaching the Earth's surface where it can cause warming. And when we have a lot of cosmic radiation that's reaching the Earth's surface, we have a lot of clouds, and it causes cooling. On the contrary, when the sun becomes more active, when there's more solar flares, when there's more solar storms, when there are all of these things going on, it pushes back that cosmic radiation. More energy reaches the Earth's surface, and we have warming.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
Constant. 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, explaining the relationship of sun and then cosmic energy to really what's going on with global warming. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that somewhere between 95% and 97% of all greenhouse gas is moisture in the air, is clouds. That's where the major thrust is. In fact, you know, if you're going to talk about CO2, which is a very inefficient greenhouse gas, nowhere as efficient as a cloud is, you know. But CO2 really is about 380 parts per million of the entire atmosphere, gone from 280 to 380 from 280 to 380 parts per million over a period of probably 50 or 60 years. But is that even all of that related to man's activity? Well, I'm going to let Dr. Kaufman pick up the story here, because believe me, this has nothing to do with global warming. It has to do with an attack on the infrastructure of America, because everybody else in the world is using nuclear energy, and we're not allowed to use it here, because, of course, we don't know what to do with the spent fuel, and we can't figure out what everybody else in the world is doing. How can they have nuclear energy and not worry about this doing away with the spent fuel? Very simply, because, you know, the amount of uranium that a family would use if you were to take and break it up would be about the size of a pea for a year, providing electricity for your family after they'd gone ahead and recycled the uranium. But we're told that we can't do that. Oh, it's just they have all the explanations for not doing it, because this is part of an effort to destroy America. Are you going to let it happen? Go ahead, Michael.
Well, we finished before your break indicating that it's this tug-of-war between cosmic radiation and solar energy, solar flares, that type of energy. When the solar winds actually push back the cosmic radiation out of the solar system, there are fewer clouds that are being formed, more of the sun's energy reaches the Earth's surface, and we have warming. In fact, 100% of all of the warming that we experienced in the last 100 years can be explained by this phenomenon. And it's a very high correlation. It's in the 90 percentile. It is one of those things where it is a natural explanation for what we're seeing, and yet it's being totally ignored. You never hear about it. If you hear about it at all, it's always in how much solar energy the sun is putting out to get totally, which isn't sufficient enough. And this is what they'll keep harping on, but it's not that absolute amount is how it's being delivered and what effect it has on cosmic radiation. Now, the other thing that is very, I think, critically important to understand is that in the process of this warming, when we do have warming, the oceans will warm up, believe it or not. There's a huge volume of water out there. It takes a long time. In fact, there are some scientists that believe it takes anywhere from 800 to 1,000 years for the oceans to fully express themselves after a warming event. But nonetheless, they do warm. Now, interestingly, physics, this is a clear-cut physics relation. You can actually do a home experiment almost. You don't have the sophisticated equipment to do it, but it is very simple. The warmer the water, the less carbon dioxide it holds. And when the water warms, it emits or it causes the carbon dioxide to leave the water and go into the atmosphere. And you've seen Al Gore's graph showing that there's a high correlation between the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and the temperature. What you probably didn't realize at the time, they kept the graphs separate so that it appeared that carbon dioxide was driving temperature, not the other way around. Yet when you superimpose those temperature upon carbon dioxide relationships, what you find over the last 600,000 years is that that temperature always precedes carbon dioxide, either going up or going down. There's a lag of anywhere from 400 to 800 years. As the oceans warm up, they give off more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, the atmospheric carbon dioxide levels increase. When the oceans begin to cool, the carbon dioxide is reabsorbed by the oceans, and the atmospheric amount of carbon dioxide declines. It's a relationship that is very straightforward.
I think that's one of the most amazing facts, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that the carbon dioxide, the greatest source of carbon dioxide, is the oceans. And why do they give it off? Because there's global warming. Because the oceans are heated up, and it's like heating up a bottle of pop. And you heat up a bottle of pop, and you eventually would explode because of carbon dioxide expanding. That's what happens in our oceans. They give off the carbon dioxide. And so certainly man is, I'm sure, has in some ways created an increase in carbon dioxide. But most of the increase in carbon dioxide is a result of global warming, not the cause. But Al Gore and those people who hate America, and Al Gore hates America, his loyalty is to this internationalist dream and the destruction of America, all of them want, of course, to destroy the industrial foundation of this country and transfer our wealth to people throughout the world as part of a long-range plan laid out in the Earth Charter. But we can't let the American people know that, and since they control the media, you're never going to hear what Dr. Kaufman just told you, and yet if you get his DVD, you'll actually see how this all works, how Al Gore lied and is lying through his teeth, and, of course, how the entire media is lying to us. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, it is a phenomenal thing. I mean, this is straightforward science. This is basic stuff that you often get even in high school-level education, and yet it's being totally ignored in this process. And the scientific community, basically, in spite of what you hear, almost 50% of all the scientists that are directly involved in this issue will tell you that there is not solid evidence that man is causing this global warming. And even if the pool of scientists that do believe that this man is responsible, more and more of them are abandoning that belief and becoming skeptics in the realization that man probably isn't. And it's very interesting that two things have happened this past year that could blow the whole global warming scare right out the window. One is the discovery that carbon dioxide, when it actually is effective, when it's really doing its thing, will cause the atmosphere at about 5 or 6 miles in elevation to warm up faster than the surface, especially around the equator. And guess what, folks? All the models that are projecting all of these big increases in temperature and so forth, they all project that the greatest amount of warming is going to be around this 5 mile level, 5 to 7 mile level up above the Earth's surface, especially at the equator. Every single one of them. And what they have found over the last 20 years is that warming isn't occurring whatsoever. It's just not occurring. And yet it has to, based on the physics. Because that's where the carbon dioxide is. If you're going to get warming, that's where it's going to occur. And yet it's not occurring, which basically says that the warming has to be from something else. And that something else, work advanced right now, is the sun and its relationship on cosmic radiation. Now, the other side of this story is that in the last 10 years, there has been no statistical increase in Earth's temperature. Phenomenally, there has been no increase in the Earth's temperature over the last 10 years, statistical increase. And guess what? The sun has been unusually quiet. This past solar cycle that ended a year and a half ago is basically much less than what they had predicted it would be, that solar cycle number 23. And ironically, solar cycle number 24 has not yet even started. It's already 8 months delayed. And the longer the solar cycle, the less you're going to find, the cooler it's going to become, because that means that there's more cosmic radiation reaching the Earth's surface and therefore causing the clouds, which cause the reflection of the sun into the space again. And right now, in 2007, the winter of 2007 in the southern hemisphere was the coldest it has been in over 30 years. And we're just coming out with reports these last few weeks showing that in the northern hemisphere, 2008 has so far been the coldest winter we've experienced in over 40 to 60 years, depending upon where you are. It's been snowing in places where it has never snowed before.
And they snowed in Baghdad here recently, if you can
imagine.
Yes, it snowed
in Baghdad. It's been snowing in Jerusalem. It's snowed in Greece. It's snowed in countless places in which it has really never snowed before, or very rarely, and certainly hasn't in the last several decades.
Well, you know,
and what we're,
it's so interesting, Michael, since basically anybody with an ounce of intelligence knows it's getting colder, they've changed the term from global warming to climate change. Have you noticed that? Now we're talking about not global warming conferences. We're going to have climate change conferences. And, of course, they're pointing out that global warming, this terrible global warming we've got to control, can lead to global cooling, and that's even worse. And so, and it really is worse, of course, but it has nothing to do with global warming. But they're trying to convince us that global warming is producing global cooling, and climate change is the new term they're using. Because how are you going to convince people who are freezing up here in the northern hemisphere other than there's really global warming? So it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you control the media, you control what people think. Go right ahead, Michael.
And that is very true. When they first started to call it a climate change, about 3 to 4 years ago, it became obvious that they realized that this warming isn't going to continue forever. And as a consequence, they needed to have a phrase, a catch tool, and that's going to catch your attention and take it off of global warming and just on climate change and somehow relate the same thing back to mankind's influences.
Right.
And it's happening. It is happening just exactly like that they were forecasting it was going to do. And many people, in fact, most people, will probably be deceived into thinking, well, this climate change is horrible, too, and we're causing that, and we still have to have this international architecture of bureaucracy, of bureaucrats that are not accountable to us to solve the problem and save ourselves. That's going to be the litany that we're going to be hearing over the next several years, is this global bureaucracy called global governance in order to protect ourselves and keep the Earth from collapsing and us along with it.
It doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, the majority of people will believe, and that's why talk radio is so important, why Dr. Michael Kaufman's message and his great new DVD is so vitally important. One of the best things we have to give you the entire story. Go right ahead, Michael.
The other thing that we need to recognize is the other side of the equation of this whole carbon dioxide issue. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It's about to be declared a pollutant by the part of the EPA, and therefore because of the polar bears. But ironically, it's not a pollutant. It's one of the most beneficial gases we have besides oxygen. And if you remember back in your high school science classes, carbon dioxide is the basic raw material necessary for plants to produce food for themselves and for everyone else, all the other animals and so forth. And without carbon dioxide, you get no food production. Without food production, you'll get any plants. Without plants, we starve. Simple as that. At the same time, we believe very solidly that there is every evidence to suggest that carbon dioxide, when plants were created at a much higher level, as much as 10 times more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere as we have right now. And as a consequence, plants are adapted genetically to much higher levels of carbon dioxide. And the more carbon dioxide there is, the greater the plant will grow, or the faster the plant will grow. And that includes our crops like corn and wheat and so forth. It's phenomenal how much an increase in carbon dioxide will cause the plants to increase their productivity. And this is all free. It happens regardless if we put fertilizer on it or not, or the genetics behind it. It is all free. And it's free to the third world nations, too. They've already measured a 9% increase in crop production for no other reason than the increase in carbon dioxide and temperature. Those two things in combination. NASA has measured this. And they expect a lot of studies, hundreds of studies, have shown that food production itself worldwide will increase by anywhere from 25% to 50% if we double the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. If we triple the amount of carbon dioxide, it'll even go up even more. And what's the biggest thing that is facing the humanity in the next 100 years? It's starvation, it's food production. And here you have something that will automatically increase food production by 50%, up to 50%, and they're trying to declare it a pollutant and bring down the levels. And as a consequence, we'll have weather. It'll be much more miserable. We'll have plagues and starvation, much like we saw in Europe in the 1800s when we had lower carbon dioxide levels and it was much colder.
But it's the cold that decreases the carbon dioxide.
Yes.
The heat increases the carbon dioxide, not mankind. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Buried in it, perhaps a rawhide bone, the head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky,
baby, want a bottle,
or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines, and even the best maintained pipelines can occasionally leak, so make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum,
yeah,
hear a hissing noise, see bubbling earth or water, vegetation that's dead or dying, or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
man back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman. And before I go on, Michael, would you like to get out your telephone number or your website, and so people would know how they can get in touch with you? And let me just recommend, Dr. Kaufman's ministry is a great one. I mean, he's given up very lucrative jobs working in industry to try to get the information out, and we carry his other material. We carry a DVD he's put out on the New World Order. We carry the DVD he has on global warming, because we think they're vitally important, in fact, in my sustainable development syllabus. We have a treatise that he wrote just on the whole background of sustainable development. So vitally important that you understand that all of this is a scam. Basically, the solution to every one of the problems they raise is a new series of government laws, because it's all about control of you. That's why the whole environmental industry was actually financed by the oil companies to begin with. Why? Well, because the environmentalists then keep us from building certainly new oil refineries. And so there's this shortage of gasoline. And what happens when you get shortages? Why, the price goes up. Oh, the oil companies are doing fantastically well. The environmentalists block us from drilling offshore or up in Anwar in Alaska or off the north shore of Alaska, where there's fabulous amounts of oil, far more than in over there in Central Asia. But, of course, as the prices go up, who benefits? Do you and I? Well, go ahead, Dr. Kaufman.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. You can actually get a hold of us by calling one, or this is toll-free, 877-271-7639. That's 877-271-7639. Our website is discerningtoday.org. Discerning, just like it's spelled, discerningtoday.org.
Okay. And, of course, if you can't remember, just type in, Google in Michael Kaufman, and it'll take you right to his website.
Yes, it will.
Discerningtoday.org. And great information. He's got a great book on the environmental movement as well. Is that, you still have copies, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
Definitely. And it's a tremendous book, because it explains what happened, how the environmental movement was created, and how it got co-opted by this New Age concept of the Mother Earth, that they must protect at all costs, and how it's being affected in global politics.
Well, you know, they're doing a great job in this global warming, you know, Sydney. The tragedy is so many Americans honestly believe the lie.
Yes.
Put out by the media, put out by our political leaders, put out by Al Gore, supported by the leadership of both political parties, and there's only a few voices like yours and mine, and trying to tell the American people, don't you realize what this is about? It's an effort to destroy the industrial capacity of America, because having to cut back on energy and electricity would mean we'd have to cut back on our manufacturing, and certainly even many of our industries that are, you know, energy deficient. Why, like aluminum, you know, manufacturing has had to move to other countries because, of course, electricity, they've raised the price of it ridiculously. There's no shortage of electricity. There's no reason. You know, it's so cheap to produce electricity if we were doing it correctly, but they don't want to do it correctly. They don't want a solution. They want the problem. And, of course, that's how they get their problem. Go right ahead, Michael.
It is. And we need to understand, it doesn't matter if it's global warming or ecosystem destruction, whatever the case might be that they're trying to trump up to get you to allow treaties to be signed and ratified by the United States, all of it has one purpose, and that is to transfer power from the local level, be it local in your town or state or even at the national level, to an unaccountable bureaucracy at the international level. They call it global governance. And it's not necessarily wrong. It's just the fact that in the process, there is no accountability of these bureaucrats to you and I. None. And as a result, they can do pretty much everything they want to do, and we have no voice in it whatsoever. It's a recipe for totalitarianism. Right out of the rule book, and we need to stop it, whatever the cost might be. It's been in plan. It's been in effect now for, what, several hundred years that they have been trying to do this. and they're finally on the brink of doing it, and we're at the last hour, and we need to stop it by exposing it.
And we've got to get the information to the American people. That's what's so vitally important. What sort of response have you been getting to your DVD on global warming?
It's been phenomenal, Stan. We have been getting a lot of people calling back and saying how great it is, not only from the science side of it. I interview over 15 different climatologists and biologists on this particular issue of global warming, and they explain to you why it is natural and not man-caused. But then I go into a lot of other experts around the country, politicians included, showing how that they are trying to create global governance out of this process and really what it means to you and I. It is a dynamic program, one in which people have told me that they have heard this, they really didn't believe it, but when they saw it put together in this way, they literally just got angry and realized how they had been taken to the cleaners by the media, by our government, and by all these people that are trying to convince us that man is destroying planet Earth. It's not that we shouldn't have good stewardship. We should have good stewardship. We should have clean water and clean air. That's not the issue at all. The issue is, how do we go about it? Do we go about it in a totalitarian way, or do we go about it in a concept that's fundamentally compatible with our Constitution, using private property rights and the rule of law? And they want to take us into a totalitarian approach, whereas we want to go with a constitutional approach.
And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand there really are people who do want a totalitarian state in the United States, who don't believe in our Constitution, who do not believe in individual freedom. They believe that an aristocracy has the right to rule, and they're part of the aristocracy.
Yes, absolutely. It even goes beyond that, Stan, because I have talked to some of these people, especially before they knew who I was, and they believe, they honestly believe, if you ever read Frederick Bastiat's little pamphlet called
The Law,
he says it very well, and that is the fact that they believe that we're a bunch of ignoramuses that cannot govern ourselves, and therefore they have to do it for us. That's what they truly believe, that we have no ability to self-govern, and therefore, never mind that we have had 200 years of the greatest success in the world, in mankind's history. The fact is that they believe that they can do it better than you and I, and that they, as egalitarians, need to be in control, where they prosper and they benefit, and we are merely the serfs.
And that's really what it's all about, the imposition of this world government under a ruling aristocracy. And they're well along the way there, and if you notice the debates, none of the candidates ever talk against globalism. John McCain is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Hillary's husband is a member of the CFR. And Obama is, of course, major foreign policy advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, CFR, and the man who organized the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller. You know, he's been either vice chairman, chairman, or chairman emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations for the better part of 50 years. And, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations dedicated to global government. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Kaufman. If you have a question or comment on global warming, give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Combined Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu Mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limu Mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Dan here. We saw the last segment of our program this morning with Dr. Michael Kaufman. Michael, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, the thing that I think we need to understand is the ironical thing about the type of bad data that the man-caused theorists, the promoters of this fear and gloom and doom are trying to put upon us. If you've ever had the displeasure of watching Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, you might have noticed that he, in walking in front of this big 40-foot screen, showing that over the last 650,000 years, the carbon dioxide levels going up and down, and then walking back the other way, showing the Earth's temperature. And I mentioned this earlier in the program, but I want to talk about it just a little bit more. This is a favorite way for liars, basically, to convince you of something that's not true. And this particular effort on his part, the IPCC, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, does exactly the same thing. When they publish these graphs, they'll publish it on two different lines. So it has the appearance of carbon dioxide causing the warming or the cooling, depending on when it is. And it's just not true. If you superimpose that temperature graph over the carbon dioxide graph, what you find is that temperature always precedes carbon dioxide in its effect. And as a consequence, what we're seeing here is a cause and effect of temperature, as we described a moment ago, rather than the carbon dioxide affecting temperature. And because of this, once you see this and see how Al Gore has twisted this piece of solid evidence into meaning exactly the opposite of what is actually saying, you begin to understand the desperate attempts that they will go to and try to convince you that man is causing global warming. You may not remember it, but back in around year 2000, a new graph came out that showed that there was very little warming variation over the last couple thousand years. And then all of a sudden, in the mid-20th century, around 1970, it just started to escalate and skyrocket straight up in the air. This temperature just going along, and they called it the hockey stick because it looks like a hockey stick on its side. And in 2004, somebody, they refused to release the information that was used to actually create that graph. They refused to do it. Well, finally somebody found out what information they were using, duplicated it, and found out the statistical effort that they did to create that so-called hockey stick was totally wrong, absolutely and totally wrong. And yet the IPCC, the newspapers and the media around the world hailed this as absolute proof that man was causing global warming, and yet it was proven wrong. And when the actual data was corrected, it showed that there's been much warmer temperatures in the past. In fact, in the last 10,000 years, there has been four times when Earth's temperature has been at least 2 to 3 degrees warmer than it is right now. At least 2 to 3 degrees warmer. 24 times, it's been warmer by a half a degree to a degree. So what we're experiencing now is nothing new, absolutely nothing new. In fact, it is part of a natural recovery, a natural cycle, coming out of what scientists call the Little Ice Age that peaked out in around the 1700s. It got very cold. It was a degree and a half colder than it is right now. It's when we had diseases, plagues, major North Atlantic storms that were wiping out coastal cities and so forth, occurring in the North Atlantic Sea. All of these things were going on. Starvation because crops were failing. There wasn't a long enough growing season. All of these were occurring during this period of time, and we were recovering. It's been much better. In fact, if you go back into known history, you will find that civilization had its high points always when it was warmer than it is today. Always. And when it got cooler, that's when they had major problems on planet Earth for mankind. We do not want to see it cooler. We want to see it much warmer. And the fact that carbon dioxide, the more carbon dioxide there is in the atmosphere, the more food will grow, the healthier ecosystems will be. There's nothing but pluses for having more carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. And yet they want to reduce it, take it out of the atmosphere, sequester it, call it whatever you want to. They want to take us back to a couple hundred years ago when things were far, far worse.
I don't think they can take the CO2 out of the atmosphere because most of it comes from the ocean. And of course, it's all a lie. But it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. The aim is to destroy industrialized society by forcing them to cut back massively on their energy consumption. That's what it's all about. That's why we can't have incandescent light bulbs anymore. No, we have to have fluorescent light bulbs. They close down the plants here in the United States and make the incandescent light bulbs. And, of course, they're all coming from communist China. Isn't that nice? They all contain mercury, a deadly poison. Isn't that nice? But, you know, the federal government's there to help us. And as always been said, there's no problem facing America today. The new federal program won't make worse.
Yeah, that is so true, Stan, so true. But I hope in this process of our discussion this morning, if you get this DVD, and I strongly encourage you to get one from Stan, if you get it, what you're going to find is one of the greatest tools you'll ever have in order to convince people who are otherwise going right along with this that man is causing global warming, convinces them that it's not happening, and at the same time show them how in the world they're being deceived. And once they begin to realize they're being deceived on this issue, they're going to be much more open to being realizing that they're being deceived on a lot of other issues as well.
And I think that's what's so important. That the thing that really got me started 45 years ago was realizing that the media was controlled then. It's even more controlled today. But my reality had been altered, as has been the reality of most people in America. And we can convince them that global warming is a lie, that everything else is a lie as well. That's the problem.
Well, absolutely.
All right, you got about a minute to wrap up the program.
Well, one of the things that I think we need to always recognize is that what we're ever seeing on the surface is also being played out in the spiritual realm as well. And I usually like to conclude by saying that, you know, whatever we do at this in the physical sense, we need to do it. But make sure this is what God is calling you to do. Be praying about it. Actually get asking God as what you can do about it. And it may be nothing more than sharing what you know with your friends and neighbors. Don't be a zealot.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Conversation with Michael Kaufman. There's only three things you need to remember. Number one is that they call Greenland green because 1,000 years ago, Greenland was a green land, and then came the global cooling and Greenland froze. And then, of course, you have to remember that the ice caps are melting on Mars. Why are they melting up there? Is it because of all the CO2 from the driving around by the Martians? No. It has to do, of course, with the effect of the sun. And three, that the major greenhouse gas, 95 to 97% of greenhouse gas, is moisture. And, of course, carbon dioxide, it makes only 380 parts per million, 0.038 of the atmosphere. Do you really think that's producing all this global warming? I guess they call it climate change now, don't they? Well, really, for more information, you need, of course, to call us and get Dr. Michael Kaufman's excellent DVD. We have a four CD set on global warming, which we offer through Radio Liberty, and our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are under attack by the elite today who want a dictatorship in America and the end of freedom. And that brings me, of course, to one of our latest DVDs, talks. It's called The Planned Police State. And there you'll actually see the footage from the Iran-Contra hearings where Congressman Jack Brook tries to bring out the fact that there is a plan to suspend the Constitution and lock up Americans in concentration camps. And Senator Inouye keeps interrupting. But then you'll see the footage with Congressman Gonzalez, Henry Gonzalez, longtime head of the House Banking Committee, talking about the fact that there really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution and round up Americans and put them in concentration camps. And that brings us to our DVD on America Behind Barbed Wire, which you can get by itself or along with a four-tape set called Concentration Camps, or you can get the Concentration Camp special that's got so much in it. You need to have, and you need to help us get it out. And if you ask, we get some of the other things, ask for the article on Halliburton, or I guess it's Kellogg, Brown, and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton that's been given $385 million so that they can stand by to build concentration camps for the next 4 years. I guess this was actually 1992. So they haven't built any concentration camps we know of, because they have so many. They're refurbishing the old Japanese concentration camps. They are actually, refurbishing the old army camps. And Dick Cheney's old company just made $385 million, didn't have to do anything at all. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't America a wonderful place where you can get paid $385 million for not doing anything at all? But then, of course, if you're close to the vice president, why should we be surprised? Ladies and gentlemen, they really do intend to suspend the Constitution. Everything is in place. You need to get my talk on the planned police state. We lay it out very well. And before long, we'll have the syllabus, which is not quite available now. But Get the DVD on number 1-800-544-8927.